My dad gave me a new notebook for my sketches. The first thing I drew was a thank you card for him.
That's great. I'm sure your dad loves your card just like he loved giving you the notebook. It's a great day here at Keys for Kids. Thanks for joining me today. My name is Zach. One of my favorite parts of my birthday is getting presents, not just because I get new stuff, but so I can say thank you to my family for showing how they love me. As Christians, doing good stuff for God is like that too. It doesn't get you into heaven, but you can do good things as a way to say thank you to God for the gift of salvation. We can't earn it on our own, like Romans 11:6 says. And if by grace, then salvation cannot be based on works. If it were, grace would no longer be grace. And now for our story. It's called Good Work Gratefulness. Asher ran to the door when he heard boots on the stairs. "Dad!" he cried. Dad scooped Asher up into a big hug. "I've missed you," Dad said. "My work trip was only a few days, but it felt too long." Dad hugged Mom, then bent to unzip his suitcase. "I've got something for you." Dad handed Asher a bag. Asher opened the bag. His face lit up when he saw his present.
"Cool! Thanks, Dad!"
Asher pulled out a small notebook with the Golden Gate Bridge on the cover. "I thought you might like a new notebook for your drawings," Dad said. Asher grinned. The first thing he would draw would be a thank you card for Dad. Before bedtime, Asher gave Dad the card.
"Asher, I love it! Thank you!" Dad said.
Asher smiled, then worked up the courage to ask the question he had been thinking about all day.
"Dad, I've been wanting to ask you something."
Asher took a deep breath.
"How can I ever be good enough to go to heaven?"
Dad looked up from the card.
"Why would you say that?"
"Because no matter how much good I do, I always do more bad things. Why would God let me into heaven if I can't do enough good things?" Asher asked. "Asher, why did you give me this thank you note? Why didn't you just give me money instead to pay me back for the notebook?"
"But it was a gift," Asher exclaimed.
"Exactly," Dad said. "Because it was a gift, you don't need to pay me for it. The same is true with our salvation. Jesus forgives our sins free of charge, just like a gift. All we need to do is receive his gift." Dad held up the thank you card. "Our good works are just like this card. We can't use them to buy our way into heaven. Christians do good things because we're grateful to God for saving us, and we want to say thank you." Asher thought about what Dad said.
"I want to do that too. Can I ask Jesus to save me and then thank him for his forgiveness?"
Dad smiled. "Let's pray." What about you? Do you do good things because you want to get into heaven? The Bible says good works can't save us. The only way to be saved from sin and have eternal life is by trusting in Jesus, who died and rose again so our sins could be forgiven and we could have new life in him. Trust him to save you. Then you can use your good works to show your gratitude and bless others. If you want to learn more about how to trust in Jesus, first get your parents' permission, then go to keysforkids.net/salvation. Our key verse is found in the New Testament letter to the Romans, chapter 11, verse 6.
"And if by grace, then salvation cannot be based on works. If it were, grace would no longer be grace."
And our key thought for today, good works don't save. 1.3 billion kids around the world don't know anything about Jesus, but you can tell them with the Keys for Kids Storyteller. It combines God's Word and great stories with a creature feature stuffed animal. Help other kids know more about Jesus at keysforkids.net/storyteller. I'm Zach. Thanks for listening to Keys for Kids.